Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the newly redesigned Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amin Ohassan. That's John Gervais. That's Trevon Edwards. You might have noticed shit was a little weird last week. That's right. We're changing things up. we're making things a little bit different, right? And here's how the new format goes. Me, Jerv, and Trey, we're going to record a full episode of Bomb for you. If you want to listen to that episode in full, you've got to be a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthethings. If you're like, Amin, I'm used to getting my bomb for free. How are you going to charge me for some shit that used to be free? I'm not, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to give it to you for free in little chunks, though. You get 10 to 15 minutes on Monday and 10 to 15 minutes on Tuesday and so on and so forth throughout the week. And so if you want your bomb fix and you don't want to, you know, wait for it, patreon.com/countthethings. And it's not like that's the only thing you get. Obviously, you get the overflow episodes where we've been reviewing House of the Dragon. You get the watch alongs that we've been doing for movies and for football games and all types of, man, we might have one for opening night as well of the NBA coming up this week. And you get access to Discord. You get a lot of things if you're a Patreon. But if you are a bomb listener, you're like, I'm used to getting all of my bomb on Monday. I'm telling you right now, patreon.com/countthethings. That's the way to do it. If you're like, hey, man, times are tough. I can't afford to do that. No worries. It's just going to be a little bit at a time. Kind of like when you have Spotify, not premium. You get them ads in the middle. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. We've got a great show for you guys today. Why does Sean keep doing this, man?
He does it to himself.
He does it to himself. Like, you don't even come on the pod. Like, you know, I know he's busy, you know, but like, damn, man, like, you're just giving us content at this point.
Like, I told him, is he lonely? Like, he's texting us in the grocery store searching for ranch dressing in New York City. And then complains about a brand that maybe has organic, and he tries to throw me in the loop just to check. And I think that was the thing. He tried to throw a punch on me, and it fucking backfired.
Yeah. As it tends to do a lot. That's the part I don't get, Sean. It's like, this is how it almost always goes. You
have yet to win one.
It's not even that. It's just like, it's also... It's not like they bust shots, he busted back. This is like, hey, it's a peaceful day in the neighborhood. Little kids running bicycles, right? It's sunny. Girls doing the double dutch over here. One guy watering his lawn. Here comes Sean, run around the block, roll down the window, pull out the gun, and then shoot his own tire somehow. Stuck in the middle of the street. And Trey walking up, I was like, oh, you was trying to shoot me?
Every time, it never fails. Like, he's, first of all, he's ordering 20-piece wings. He complains that he doesn't have enough dip. So he goes to the grocery store. For one, whatever establishment that he got it from, the ranch is not going to match. Like, you just never could just dip your finger in the sauce and say, you know what? They use this. You know what I mean? It just doesn't work that way. And then secondly... He wanted Hidden Valley out of all brands, dog. Just like, yo, I need Hidden Valley. It's going to make it taste much better. Like, it's not balls worthy.
Here we go. So this is he's holding up a picture of what looks like it's called Brianna's Homestyle Classic Buttermilk Ranch Dressing. The little title on top of it says, dress your salad in good taste. And he says, the only ranch the store has, SMFH. This some Trey Ranch. Trey responds.
I was minding my business. I was minding my business.
Yeah, this is out the blue. This is the first message in this stream. Trey responds, I'll slap you.
Yeah, I lost. Yo, hold on. When I saw that, I spit out my juice. Because I'm like, this nigga just went straight to I'll slap you.
He disrespected me now.
Don't
this point,
disrespect
dog.
Me like that. Niggas looking for dressing. Sean said, that high-end eating ranch. Ha, 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 ha. I don't even know what to do. Trey, that shit tastes like bullshit. This is what I know Trey just talking. I love when Trey just talks. That's how he just, whatever this nigga's about to say, I'm about to shit on.
On everything. I'm going to make it real rough for him now.
So then,
So then Sean said, go to another store, let my wings get cold. Trey, nigga, go to a real store. Sean says, I'm hot. Germ, ha ha, you were asking for dressing advice? Nigga, pick one and dip. Nigga, Trey, nigga at Whole Foods looking for a regular brand.
That is a wild concept.
And then Sean said, I need that Hidden Valley Ranch. Trey, you're about to pay $12 for that bullshit. Sean, man, I'm at the market up the street. Trey, NYC kicking Sean's ass. Your boy the bodega could have Instacarted some American ranch. Sean, I love the bodega. I don't have one close. NYC close, but basically right outside. Ha, ha, ha. Stop moving like a nigga who's never been nowhere. Everything Trey says is an attack at this point. You make too much money not to Instacart. Here comes Derp. He's a label slut, so he can't buy regular stuff anymore. For ranch, my nigga? He finally finds a ranch. He says, let's get it. Man, Instacart, hell no. Then he says, this Hidden Valley more expensive than the organic shit. And that's what Jerv comes in with. Bro, why are you including us in your grocery shopping journey? Don't you have to give bets or
something? Yo.
Trey, he lonely.
Oh shit.
Fuck both of y'all. I saw that organic ranch and I thought of Trey. Trey, nigga smiling at his phone. Now he's just trying. Some shit he definitely has in his pantry. Y'all don't want to know how much I just paid for 20 wings. Why didn't your wings come with ranch? That's a better question, says Derv. Trey says, I don't. I literally turned on my stove for the first time in nearly 2 years. That's true. If you listen to the last episode, yikes. Trey revealed to us that he hadn't cooked since he moved in. Until now he found out he's got some health issues. So now you gotta
eat cleaner.
And I can't eat none of the
shit. And I can't even eat the shit that the nigga even talking about. I can't eat nothing of the shit.
Well, not before you accuse him. Now a nigga being cheap with his wings. Why didn't it come with dipping sauce? It did. It just needed extra. Damn.
Yeah, the damn was wild. Damn. Like, come on, guys. Leave me alone.
Yeah. But again, which would be all right, except for the fact that, nigga, you started this shit.
You started it, bro.
It was kids double dutching and on tight. You were watering lawns, and this nigga came rolled down the block. So, Jerv said, that's nasty work if you mix the sauces. I don't even know if that's true. But I like
it
that.
It is gross, though. It is gross.
That's disgusting.
Because you might get like a tangy. Ranches? And then you, yeah. I mean, because all ranch, you know, like obviously, you know, you can be like, oh, a cheaper brand and the what's the name tastes the same. Sometimes it don't. Like, it one be tangy, one of have like fat free, one is buttermilk. Like, ranch get weird sometimes. Like, and you be like,
the only ranch I don't like the ones that be watery. I don't like the watery ones.
And that's the thing. You don't never know because he probably got the plain tub that just has like, who knows, bro? That probably is like the assorted one they got for like a whole, or you know, Costco brand.
Or it might be some homemade shit.
Homemade. Some places, some house made, they do it in-house. So you never know.
Ranch is overrated too, by the way.
Here you go. Go for Jerv, it. Go ahead. Say it. Say it.
So Jerv is team blue cheese, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why?
Do you like extra shit on your ranch?
Cause I've just only fucked with blue cheese like my whole life. My mom, I think when I was younger, my mom eats blue cheese. Well, she did. She doesn't really do salads that much anymore, or she does a different dressing now. But when I was younger, she always ate blue cheese. So whenever she would get shit, she would always have blue cheese. So to me, blue cheese was just what you just, you know, what you got. And so then I found out,
So when you taste ranch, what happened?
I'm not saying ranch is bad. I'm just saying, like, yo, blue cheese is like up here, like ranch is like clearly like.
So how did you come up with that? How did you come up with that scale though?
That is overrated.
Yes.
Because there's niggas out here that really act like ranch is like God's greatest gift to a wing and all that shit. And I'm like, yo, that shit's fucking over. Like, it's like 85 different ranches out here.
I remember I was preteen and I had ranch on pizza for the first time. I don't know what the fuck, who introduced me to the shit, but the shit was amazing. I think it was around the, yeah. And
you
I was like,
cheese on pizza?
No, I wouldn't. No, why would I do that, Jerry?
Oh, nigga.
Why do y'all niggas insist on trying to make pizza better?
I don't think I was trying to do that. I think
this is the New York nigga anymore. How do you guys make it's got to be this and that. Like, man, fuck out of here.
But you also got to understand this too, Amin. Like, niggas have been getting pizza from, like, chains. We're not getting the pizza where you niggas is really making it from fire brick ovens. And niggas got a whole pie laid out. And y'all can buy it by the slice. We're forced to buy a whole large, medium, small pizza, right?
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And then we get, we'll say, we'll get the fucking Little Caesars version of fucking pizza, right? You get Pizza Hut, you got Round Table, you got all these chains that are there, and it's like cheese, grease, pepperoni. They're over serving, like, you know what I mean? The goodness of it, and it's associated with football, right? And it's kind of like the fast food of pizza. It's not we don't have one spot where we're like, yo, did you go to Spinelli's? And a nigga walk in and it's a nigga to cut a slice. Like, even y'all dollar slice pizza is still better.
It's better than that.
Than most pizza. Yeah. Look at Jerv. Yeah. Go ahead, Jerv. Go ahead. Tell me something.
By the way, let me just say, Jerv said, oh, here comes the New York guy. All right, Jerv, what if I told you I like ketchup on my Philly cheesesteak?
I'd say,
that's,
hey,
a normal thing, right?
No,
you're with me because I eat ketchup on my cheesesteak.
Do you?
I'm a ketchup guy.
I don't like ketchup anymore. I used to love ketchup, especially on my fries. I eat my fries damn near plain at this point. Well, shit, when I could eat fries, but
damn, out a little liquor for trim.
Yeah, I can't fucking eat shit now.
Somebody Instacart my man some lettuce.
Nah, actually, nigga, I've been eating salmon, cod, and fucking chicken breasts nightly.
I don't fuck
seasoned or unseasoned.
That's the fucked up thing about it. I can have certain seasons. So I got like garlic pepper, onion pepper. I can't have black pepper, so I have to only use salt.
Oh, you can have salt.
I can have salt.
All right.
All right, hold on. Because I want to go through this and then niggas can frown or give me the thumbs up. Because I can still eat mad shit, right?
Okay. Give me the list.
So meats and poultry, right? I can have beef, lamb, chicken, and turkey.
All right.
And you can season them.
And I can season them, right? For seafood, I can have cod, red snapper, crab, salmon, shrimp, lobster, and scallop.
Yeah,
I can't have calamari. I can't have.
Sounds like you got a lot of options there.
No, I got hella options, first of all. Oils and fats. Mm. Flaxseed, olive, or canola. I use olive anyway, so that was
And canola is what the usual shit that be in the spray, right? Like canola is like.
But I can't eat In-N-Out because they use peanut oil.
Mm.
All right, man. Well,
don't y'all not like In-N-Out anyway? Yeah, on the West Coast?
I like In-N-Out.
You're not missing much. You're not missing much.
Pause. Nuts and seeds. Flaxseed, almond.
Double pause.
Right? Flaxseed, almond, chia, pecan, and walnuts.
Chia.
Right?
Okay.
Which ain't bad.
I wouldn't even know what that's in. So,
yeah, all right. I'm good.
All right. So, basically, beans and pretty. I can have black eyed peas. I can have black beans. I can have a green bean and lima bean. That's it.
Okay.
No string beans. None of the extra shit.
String beans.
Grains and cereals.
Okay. Here we go.
I can't have wheat bread. I can't have white bread. I can have flaxseed bread. Right, which probably doesn't taste great. Mm-hmm. I can have oatmeal, I can have rice, white or brown, or you know, basmati, and I can have quinoa.
Okay.
Vegetables,
quinoa.
I can't have corn, but I can have broccoli, I can have okra, I can have ginger, I can have onion, I can have spinach, I can have sweet potato, kale, lettuce, asparagus, beet. Carrot, celery, cilantro.
What can't you have?
I mean, no, it's mad shit in there. Like, I can't eat oranges no more.
Hold on,
Jerm. Like, oranges, that's like, so you can't have orange juice, huh?
No,
so Trey didn't drink no orange juice. All Trey drinks is water.
I was gonna say no mimosas for Trey, but then I realized no champagne.
No champagne, no nothing.
So for fruit, I can have a banana, blueberry, cherry, mango, plum, apple, grape, grapefruit. Right? No acidics.
Well, grapefruit is
high in that.
Except grapefruit, right? I can have lemon. I can have peach. I can have a papaya, passion
fruit. These niggas are making shit up. You can have lemon.
Lying,
man.
Look, it's an O type diet.
It's like, hey, bro, you can't touch that orange.
So here's the thing.
The nigga didn't want you to eat his orange in the doctor's office, so he told you you can't have oranges.
It's an old diet, nigga. No oranges.
So basically, I can't have caffeine, no coffee, which I didn't drink anyway. I can't have tea. I can't have
soda. You are a tea guy, right? You're a tea guy.
I was a tea guy. If I do have tea, it has to be peppermint or ginger root.
Ugh.
Which is super specific, and they're like very like I'd rather not have them at all. And I can't have white wine, even though I'm done with alcohol, but I can only have red because the sugar in the white.
Oh.
Okay.
So no sweets, no dairy. Black people are not supposed to have dairy anyway, because we eat lactose, most of us.
No, I'm gonna tell you.
But
right
we
now,
do it anyway.
I'd be fucking some cheese up, bro.
I can't give up cheese. I give up milk though, man.
So that's the thing.
You do almond milk?
Yes, I can do almond milk.
Okay.
I've
been vegan before, so this is not hard. But in the past 2 weeks since we've recorded, I haven't had cheese, bread, sugar.
That's why that nigga look angry right now.
But it's different. I mean, you know, I'm looking at it. I'm taking it as is.
Yeah. No, you're doing what you
I think it's but I think it's going to be more difficult when I'm out and niggas like, let's go eat.
Yeah.
And now I got to look at a menu. Look,
I'll tell you right now.
You got to ask how things are prepared now.
Yes.
No. And it sucks. Yeah, well,
because I can't have fried foods.
Anytime someone says, let's go out, just say, we're getting sushi. That's your go out meal now.
Yeah.
You got to just
sushi. That's my cheat.
is enough of a, like, it hits all the things that you can have. It avoids a lot of things that you can't have. And it's, like, under the radar enough that someone could go out with you and not realize, oh, we picked this place because he's watching what he eats.
Until it's the 10th time in a row and trade and say, yo, let's go get sushi. They like, hey, what's something
no,
different?
I'm just not linking with niggas no more. Like, I'm at this point where I guess since I can't drink, that was my social time. Happy hours, shit like that. I don't want to be in a spot where niggas is mad lit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't smoke weed enough for me to be like, yo, let's go get high. Like, I don't, I'm not one of them type of smokers. So, like, now I'm just like, I went out not too long ago and niggas was like really faded. Right. This is actually last week because I did the panel and it was open bar. Now, you know, my job is every time we go out, it's always open bar. Right. And I think this is probably the start of my problem. Yes. Every time. Anytime you go out with us, I'll bring you the next time. I mean, so you can get faded. But niggas got low key mad at me. Because I was drinking cranberry juice on the open bar because we have to reach a certain limit.
You said this last.
You have to spend a certain amount of money. Yeah, so it'll be maybe like $1,500 on the limit. And you're like, well, nigga, only 11 people showed up today.
Oh,
and
no.
And I'm the only nigga. And they not, you know, nigga, the bar don't charge you for cranberry juice. A nigga just give it to you like, why are you here? Here. Bro, you know what I mean?
By Shirley Temples. They'll charge you for that.
Probably. But
mocktails, yeah.
Oh, but you probably can't. You probably can't have the fucking
sugar. It's got sugar.
Yeah, you can't have the shit in it. Yeah. Damn.
So my main thing right
now. I almost killed Trey real quick.
Like,
my bad, bro.
Nah, it's all good. But I'm at the point now where I'm just like, I'd rather just not even just even do it. And it's getting colder, so I'm not gonna be out like that. I ain't giving a fuck.
Yeah, hot cocoa.
Only way I know it's colder is when I look on TV, I'm watching football and say, why are them people wearing hoodies and shit? Like, oh, that's right. It's like 93 degrees.
I went out today to go get a fucking Xbox headset and it's fucking 50. And I was like, I'm not coming back out. I'm not coming back out, even though that's fine. But I know it's starting to get to that point where I'm about to save so much fucking money by like just saying no. I even deleted fucking Instagram off my phone.
Reminder, if you wanted to listen to the entire episode all at once, patreon.com/countthedings, become a Patreon. You get the entire episode in its totality on Monday, bright early. If you're okay with waiting, every single segment comes out on a separate day. So just wait for it and you'll get to it sooner or later. And be on the lookout again for those watch-alongs. We got NFL games coming. We got more movies to come watch along. All type of shit. Till next time, stay black, motherfuckers.